today, and the real property winners are... Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, one of the latest posts covering finance and property news. Well, there's an important property summary piece from the ABC's David Taylor, titled Real Estate Agents Weigh Profits Against Prices as Property Market Finds Yet Another Gear. He writes that property price growth across the country is again shifting up a gear, and it's unclear when the market will cool. The pace of quarterly growth continued to tick higher in May, with property data firm CoreLogic reporting values up 1.9% from a recent low of 1.1% during the 3 months to January. The latest Bureau of Statistics figures show the mean price of residential dwellings rose by $14,300 to $959,300 in the March quarter, and the total value of residential dwellings in Australia rose by $209.4 billion to $10.72 trillion in the March quarter. And it means the value of the Australian property market at $10.7 trillion is now three times that of the share market at $3.1 trillion. I think we will probably be in a situation where we no longer see such astronomical price growth in a couple of years from now, said CoreLogic Head of Research Tim Lawless. The central force driving prices higher is overwhelming demand, according to Mr. Lawless. Latest Bureau statistics show that the number of residential dwellings rose by 52,700 in the March quarter, annualized. That would equate to 210,800 dwellings being built per year. That's an improvement on previous years, which built between 150,000 and 170,000 dwellings. But for demand to match supply, roughly 240,000 homes need to be built each year. And that lack of available supply against what seems to be quite high demand is what's pushing prices up, Lawless said. Decades of high property prices have now pushed some city dwellers on a median income out of the property market altogether, according to Mr. Lawless. When you look at how much income needs to be dedicated to servicing a mortgage in Sydney, if you're on a median household income and you're buying a median property priced, theoretically, you're going to be spending about 60% of your gross income on purchasing a median priced dwelling, he said. Clearly, no lender is going to lend to you on that ratio. So what it probably means is that the household on the median income simply can't afford to buy a medium-priced property anymore. Unfortunately, that's the position we're in at the moment, but it is boosting Ray White's bottom line, according to Head of Research Vanessa Radar. We actually had some really good growth in terms of our returns for our business, she said. Our prices have increased, so therefore our returns are increasing in turn. It is a difficult one because you want to be able to balance affordability for people as well. It's not just looking at the bottom line of our business. With a larger volume of transactions at the higher end of the market, Ms. Radar expects strong price growth to continue. What is making it more difficult is the rising cost of land, coupled with rising construction costs and rising labour costs. That's setting a new economic price that needs to be achieved in order for those new buildings to come out of the ground. Though still clinging to the Australian dream of home ownership, there is potential for a future period where prices fall or at least stabilise, according to Mr. Lawless. It's going to be at least 12 to 18 months before we see any sort of material supply response, he said. It'll take a long time for affordability to return to something that's more normal. NZ economist Blair Chapman encourages those who have been able to save even a small deposit to shop around. Don't try to purchase your dream home first up. A lot of people set their expectations a little high, he said. Once you actually start investigating the market, bring your expectations back in line with where these are in reality. It can help. And of course, there's a limit to what many Australians can afford. Already, we've seen more households moving into mortgage stress, and that's expected to continue. And the government says that its $32 billion Homes for Australian plan will ensure more Australians have a secure and safe place to call home. Well, three quick points here. Firstly, the expectation of being able to build more properties is dampened by Tarek Brooker's recent analysis that shows we're actually building more per capita than many other countries already. And we have more people in the construction sector relative to other countries too. So capacity is a real problem. Second point is that there is significant demand from amongst investors, particularly in the same pricing sector, as first-time buyers are seeking to purchase, I discussed the other day. And thirdly, the broader question of migration needs to come back into focus. Clearly, strong migration is a problem and it needs to be trimmed. Nevertheless, in the current environment, we are going to see prices in some areas continue to rise higher. But if you look across the country, not everybody is seeing the same growth. For example, in Melbourne and in Hobart and Tasmania, prices are continuing to languish, whereas in Western Australia and Queensland, the momentum is extremely strong, and in other places, it's somewhere in between. So once again, it's very important not just to take the high-level headlines and try and make sense of it. You can't do that. You need to go granular and see what's happening there on the ground. Again, I refer you to my recent posts on just that point. The property market is not a market. The property market is a series of individual markets in individual parts of the country, and they are actually behaving quite differently. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultant standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer.
I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.